Welcome to USAWSB's Teaching Tuesday podcast, your place for best practices in entrepreneurship education.
Welcome back to the USAWSB Teaching Tuesdays podcast, where we bring you actionable information, tips, and resources from some of the most impactful educators, organizations, and companies in the world. I'm your host, Michael Lukes, and today I'm joined by marketing professor and marketplace business simulations creator, Ernie Cadott. And I must admit that marketplace business simulations is one of the reasons I changed my major to entrepreneurship years ago. And I'm really looking forward to this conversation. So let's jump right in. Ernie, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm great, Michael. And thank you for the plug on marketplace simulations. That's great. I'm so happy to hear that it made a difference in your life.
Yeah, I really did. I was trying to double major in finance and accounting, and I was miserable, ran into the simulation, and just got completely hooked from day one, and the rest is history. So tell us a bit about marketplace business simulations.
All right. Thank you, Michael. Yeah, marketplace business simulations is actually a family of simulations. There are really well over 20 different simulations that we have. All of them are based on an entrepreneurial setting where you start up a company or a division, and it involves everything that you would do as far as organizing a team, conducting market research, formulating an initial strategy, designing brands and promoting them, hiring salespeople, test marketing, based on the test marketing, revising plans and tactics, and also doing some funding search to find people who could support your program, and finally executing a final plan that you might have. So it's all of the marketplace simulations include that kind of A to Z experience, and starting up a new venture and trying to understand your market and feeling the pain of going to market and ultimately being successful if you've done a good job.
So why are simulations important in teaching entrepreneurship?
They're really very important in many, many different ways. A short time ago, I had the opportunity to travel through India and visited with a lot of schools, talked to deans and directors of entrepreneurship programs, spoke to their students. And one of the things which I found is that we need to be creative in how we help students learn and experience entrepreneurship. I found that, and I heard this from a lot of faculty, is that there's a real problem with engaging students today. We compete with their phones, social media, the internet, and we have to be really highly relevant and engaging to draw them out and have them put the phone down and close the social media. The second thing I found in doing this tour is that the students want to be challenged. Right? They don't necessarily want it to be an easy grade or anything, but they want to be mentally stimulated and a challenge where they have to apply themselves, think deeply, solve problems, work things out over time, face competitors, and these kinds of things. So they want to be challenged. Second thing is they want to be inspired. I think all of us have been inspired by teachers in our past, and that's changed us in the direction that we're going. And Michael just talked about having participated in a marketplace simulation changed you to switch to entrepreneurship. And so students are looking to be inspired. And one of the great ways in which you can do that is like with simulations where you serve the role of a coach, which is different than being a teacher, somebody who talks. You are somebody who participates. And the last thing is that they want to be different. They want to be transformed. They want to develop skills. They want to first develop knowledge, then skills, and then competence so that they're ready to go into the business world and start up a new venture or join a team that is starting one up. So this engagement, challenging, inspiring, and transforming, I think, are the things we have to deal with and focus on as educators in the entrepreneurship realm. And I find that simulations can do that. They engage the students tremendously. It challenges them way beyond what other types of learning will ever do. It inspires them because they can see the value in what a simulation is, but really what does it mean to start up a new venture and to work through all the challenges and problems, opportunities, excitements, setbacks, and all those things. And when they come out the other end, they are transformed in the sense that now they know what it's going to take. Certainly, it's not enough to fully start up a new business, but at least they have the vision of what's required. And most important is that they develop a confidence that they can do it. They have done it in a simulated setting, like a flight simulator, and that gives them the confidence to move forward. So this is how I see simulations contributing to entrepreneurship, education, and learning.
Is confidence the most important outcome, or are there other lessons that are, you know, more important or as important as that that come out of simulation?
You know, confidence is like the final outcome. It's let's say the ultimate value that they get from it. But that value is based on experience and being able to see how you have to go to start up a business and grow it. And it's the application of so many things that we've been taught in our business schools. I mean, there's a lot of knowledge that we impart. There's a lot of tools of management that we teach. There's a lot of mental frameworks that we give students. And the beauty of a simulation is they get to apply these things. And so what happens is that they become set within them. It's just like an athlete, you know, a lot of repetitions, and pretty soon you have muscle memory and these kinds of things. So we have the same kind of a thing with a competitive simulation where they are in competition with classmates trying to achieve a strong starting position in a market. So the confidence comes from honing all of the things that we've been trying to teach them, all the skills that we want them to develop. So it is kind of like the final product, but it's all the stuff that goes before that leads to that confidence.
And what separates an effective simulation from an ineffective one?
Well, that's a really great question. One of the things which I can say in terms of what we do with marketplace simulations is we look at it as a totally immersive experience where they actually lose sight of the fact that they're playing a game. And then in their mind, they're actually running a company. And that requires, you know, a really realistic kind of scenario that they can relate to and sink their teeth into. You want the kinds of decisions that are very realistic and very tactical. Just for example, we just recently introduced a new scenario, which is the students are challenged to start up a business selling 3D printed carbon fiber bikes using the latest technology of carbon fiber and 3D printing. And in this scenario, you know, they have to figure out, they have to study the market and determine what the different market segments want. And these things are like, you know, customers, like if you're a recreation biker, you want comfort, ease of use, and a good price. If you are a mountain biker. You want a really rugged bike that can take all the tension and ruggedness of going up and down a hill and hitting rocks and branches and all these things. If you're a speed biker, you want a bike that is fast, aerodynamic, very light, and these kinds of things. So the simulations that we try to create are very tangible, tactical, and that where you have to pick like components, what kind of a seat, what kind of gears, what kind of frame, what kind of carbon fiber, what kind of tires. All right. And so a lot of simulations are strategic, and they focus on resource allocation, how much money to put into brand design, how much money to put into media, and how much money to put into salespeople and so forth. With marketplace simulations, we're very tactical in that you design brands, you pick benefits that go into your advertising, you choose your media, you hire your salespeople, you focus them on one segment or another, you worry about your human resources, your compensation, and these kinds of things. So in my mind, what I have driven towards is a entrepreneurial simulation that is both strategic and highly tactical, and that the tactics have to follow from the strategy, and the strategy has to follow from the market opportunity, and they all have to work together. So I see, and this is what drives us, is I see that the closer we can get students to experiencing what they will really experience in starting up a company, all the difficulties, the challenges, the hardships, and the need to pivot and things like that, is really what I go for. And that when they're done, they realize this is what I have to do when I start up my own business.
And is there a certain point in the learning process that you think simulations are best suited for as far as a student's entrepreneurial journey?
Well, there are two places that they could be located. One is at the very beginning, if you're trying to give somebody a vision of what the end goal is. And for that, you can use simpler versions like of marketplace. Another good place is near the end, where they have had a lot of other experiences, a lot of content, and this can serve as an integrator of everything they've had before as the final point of launch into their careers. So those are both good places that you can put a simulation. I think in most cases, people put it as a kind of a capstone entrepreneurial experience, but there are schools that will offer it at the very beginning.
Great. And last question here, where should an educator go to find out more about these simulations?
Well, the marketplace simulations are easy to get to if you go to marketplace-simulations.com. On that website, you will learn about the what the various options are that we have for different kinds of simulations, depending upon the level that you're interested in, or the kind of course that you are trying to find a simulation for, or the experience you're trying to create. And then we have a technical support team that would be more than happy to give you a tour of a simulation that the students would experience, and also show you the tools that we have available to the instructor to be a good coach, which is a really important part of all of this, is the coaching and the role that the professor can play in working to develop the student skills.
Great. Well, Ernie, thanks again for joining us and for talking to us about marketplace business simulations.
It's been my pleasure, Michael. Thank you for having me.
You've reached the end of another episode of USAZBEE's Teaching Tuesday podcast. USAZBEE members can access all our podcast archives and many more resources by logging in at www.usasbe.org. If you're not yet a USAZBEE member, we hope you'll join our rapidly growing global community today. Thanks for listening.